Hello, fanatics. Welcome to So Over Podcast, the podcast for fans talking fans about everything pro wrestling, mainly centered around WWE. Today, we have Macho Martin.
Oh, yeah.
We've got Pump the Beef,
From the beef.
Lorenzo Ramon.
Hey, yo.
And we've got a special new guest, Red Gabriel.
Woo-hoo!
Okay.
I like
All
that.
right, guys.
Identity. Black identity.
Hello. Thank you so much. Thank you.
10 out of 10 energy.
First time podcasting ever. So okay.
Oh, pardon me, if he doesn't know those three things you like that you told us about, you might as well tell him.
Well, I mean, you'll get to know me, but anyone who does know me knows I'm left-handed. I weigh about 525 pounds of pure muscle.
I need that.
And I've never finished a My Rise storyline on a WWE 2K game.
I've never started one.
Yeah, I've never started one either, actually. One
You're
day.
missing out. You're missing out.
But you've never started it anyway.
I've never finished one. Yeah.
Okay, fair.
Oh, on that actually. Sorry, just a quick one. Does anyone actually play regularly the WWE games, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah, I play it with a little one, the number 24 on the PlayStation 4.
Okay. Are they still as good as they used to be? Because I used to have like
Yeah,
four.
I quite enjoy it actually. I think it's all right. I think it's good representation. But I can't remember the last game I played. I think the last wrestling game I ever played though was on the Amiga. So I don't think that
That's
counts.
kind of a long time ago.
Yeah.
Oh, you're really missing out. You've really missed out, yeah.
Yeah.
WCW versus NWO Revenge. Ooh.
Ooh. We might have to do an episode on WWE games, the top 10 of all time.
100%. Like, let's do it. But not tonight. We're going to go into Raw. So, all right, guys, let's talk about it. Yeet. Entrance.
Yeet.
Oh.
Sorry.
It's getting a little bit tired, to be honest. I mean, I like it, but I mean, every single episode, like 5 to 10 minutes of yeet, yeet. I
Thank
mean,
you.
I
Thank
get
you.
it. I get it. It's cool. He's going to WrestleMania, but come on.
I agree. Oh, I should I.
It doesn't help, yeah. Like when you're to me, yeah. If you are heading to the main event of WrestleMania, you shouldn't be, which it, well, he's not really, let's be honest. But if you're
Why is he
facing, if you want
not?
to, come on, because we know the main event is Cody versus John Cena. We know the second main event is what happened in the main event of Raw. And the third main event is Rhea Ripley and, you know, we'll get to that as well. So Jey Uso is going to be the first match of WrestleMania week or match day one. So that's what it's going to be, in my opinion.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
Totally agree. Yeah.
Day
First,
one.
yeah. Saturday, first match.
Yeah.
Yeah, get the boring ones out of the way.
Yes, please.
Honestly. And I was just gonna say quickly, Grayson Waller and the other one, I forgot his name already.
Austin Theory.
Yeah, they just have go away heat with me where I don't want to see them ever. No, I just don't like them anymore. I liked them briefly when they got put together, but because they have no direction with me. And I feel like Jey Uso should be so much above them that a long 20-minute match shouldn't really be happening, in my opinion. So that match bored the hell out of me. I knew Jey Uso was going to win anyway. I was just waiting for Gunther to come and do something.
But why do you think that Jey Uso should be way ahead of them? Like, I feel like Jey Uso is just like it's almost like nepotism or something that he's in the spotlight, right? I actually like Austin Theory was clear nepotism before because
Yes.
something to do with Vince McMahon's favorite or something. But I don't see anything different between them, just that they don't have one of them has more direction than the others.
Well,
Do you
yeah,
know what I
that's
mean?
it. That's actually it, really. I'm not saying that he deserves to be way ahead of him. I'm saying if you win a WrestleMania main event, I mean, if you win the Royal Rumble, sorry, then you should be a main eventer. And Grayson Waller is clearly not a main eventer. Therefore, you know, it should be a short match. That's all I'm saying, really. I'm not saying he deserves to be where he is, Jey Uso. But, you know, if I'm
I
supposed to
agree.
believe he can beat Gunther, I don't want to see a 20-minute match. That's it.
Yeah, I get that. If he's supposed to be formidable for Gunther, but I liked the match, so I actually thought it was an all right match. I quite like Grayson Waller in the ring. I get that he doesn't have any direction, but I actually thought and I loved that he came out, ripped that kid's sign up. You know, the kid looked genuinely upset. You know, his sister was consoling him. You know?
You reckon they're paid actors, by the way, because there's another time.
Yeah, some of them are. When Logan Paul ripped the guy's shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best bit. Logan Paul is just really upset some crappy teenager who like, is going to wet his pants or something.
Yeah, I mean, I never saw him again. You didn't see him again throughout the night. You know, that kid had gone home.
That kid.
and he was ripped as well. You know what I mean? He was in pretty good shape. Obviously, not 568 pounds of pure muscle like me. But,
He was. I mean, it was okay. To me, it was definitely prepared because, I mean, like the way that guy looked, like, of course, he wanted to show himself, like, without a shirt. Like,
yeah,
you see what I mean?
If I had a body like his, I'd have turned up with no shirt. You know, Logan Paul is about to put one on me.
And not only that, yeah, but it literally said, "I hate Logan Paul." There's no creativity with that team.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. That one's staged for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
It's still fun,
though. Yeah. That was good.
Yeah.
It was good fun. That whole Logan Paul segment was pretty, it kind of made my role because it was just so like it was so bad and so good.
Yeah, I actually really like Logan Paul as a wrestler. Yeah. You know, like I've heard he's a real douche in real life. I honestly, I've never watched any of his videos. I wouldn't know, but I think he's class in wrestling.
Yeah, I mean, I hate his guts. Like I viscerally hate him. But as a wrestler, he's kind of growing on me. It's weird to say, yeah.
Super entertaining. The fact that he's grown on you as well, and you don't even like it. You know, like, he's been booked that well.
Yeah.
You don't even like him, but you're like...
Yeah. I think also,
damn, like, he's good though.
You've got to give him his dues because, like, he took those boos and he just carried on.
Yeah.
Like a right trooper and just carried on through with his speech. And yet, the crowd eventually, like, calmed down a bit. So I think, you know, you've got to give him his dues for that anyway.
I think I think the crowds, like some of the wrestlers, you can tell that when they get booed, they're really affected. You know, like even like Charlotte Flair was an example. You could just tell she didn't really like being booed, even if she was supposed to be the heel, she didn't really like it. and to be honest, I don't think Logan Paul really likes it that much either. I think he's got such a big ego, but he's kind of used to it.
He's probably used to it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I think that the first time he came on stage, it was I thought with Gunther and I think Jey Uso, I think it was very uncomfortable. Like the booing was so, I mean, way more than he was expecting. I mean, that's how I felt when I first saw him, like on stage at Raw like a month ago or something.
Same.
To me. I feel like that is better than no reaction at all, which actually happened on this week's Raw, which we can get into after. But if you're getting a genuine reaction from the crowd, you're doing your job, in my opinion.
Yeah, same. I think the same. Yeah, I think I know what bit you're on about as well. We'll ask when it comes up.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so interesting match. And then we get an interception with Gunther. What do you think about that? Are you bored of that? Like, there's this interception every week. It's Jay.
We need to mix up. We need to, like, let's just do a rap battle at this point. Let's do something.
I kind of feel like, you know, he was like, I'm going to put you through 6 weeks of hell. And it's like, all I'm doing is coming out at the end of your match and I'm choking you for a bit until someone else comes out and then I run off. Yeah. You know, I just think, like, if you want to put him through hell, remember when Stone Cold Steve Austin was following Booker T around supermarkets? Exactly. I want to see stuff like that. That's what I want to see. Now we're cooking. Yeah. I want to see him, like, throw him in a freezer or something. You know, I want to see, like, someone getting ran over. This is what I want to see. You know, like, not just, you know, we've got to sit through 5 minutes of yeeting and then Gunther will come out, choke him, and then run off, walk off laughing.
You know, what I want to know is, why can't he choke him while to stop all the eating?
Yes, let's do this. Yes.
He could do it whilst he's eating, right?
Yeah. He could dress up like a kid, hide in the crowd. You know, Jay yeah. sort of taps him on the shoulder. Come on, kid, yeah. let's yeet. Yeah. And he gets him. Oh, I'll yeet, yeah. you're all right.
Yeah, yeah, let's go Triple H and tell him.
It's all right. He hears us on this podcast. I think they use an AI algorithm and they just use everything. We just turn up on the podcast somehow. But our stuff's on there. What we've asked for, we're like, oh, we want Pretty Deadly to win.
Then yeah, I'll let it slip. All right, I am Triple H. That's,
oh man.
Yeah. So can I ask you guys actually quickly? Is because I don't feel any of us are hype. For this Jey Uso Gunther match. Well, actually, Red Gable, you haven't said if you're hype or not. I don't know if you are.
I mean, they're building up this like rivalry, this feud. I mean, I'll be happy to see them on WrestleMania if that's the end of it. Like, WrestleMania probably, yeah, Jey Uso is gonna win, but that's it. Like, I don't want to see the both of them fighting anymore.
Ooh, yeah,
it's close.
Yeah. It's like, you know, remember when like Gunther was Walter and he had those two awesome matches with Ilya Dragunov?
Yes.
At the end of NXT UK. And it's just like, man, they put him on the map. You know what I mean? That was amazing. It was like
two
matches, didn't he, I think? And I can't remember if I'm getting melded into one. But I remember him just being like, holy. Like, they were amazing.
Yeah.
And I just feel like this, I don't know if it's because, like, maybe they're trying to really push Jey Uso and kind of, you know,
yeah.
I don't know, maybe just like really, really focus on him being a babyface rather than selling Gunther as the villain. Because I'd love to see Gunther like hunting this guy down and really making his life hell. You know?
Because, just for context, so that match those two matches were like the Triple H said one of the best matches he's ever seen in wrestling, and that's probably why, like, it's kind of weird, like, why they pushing Gunther. It's just that he's just kind of legendary because of that. But I also think that Ilya Dragunov was probably really good at making him look good as well. He's pretty good at that. He's quite a flimsy guy, and he's quite expressive and stuff. So maybe they're hoping that match will be WrestleMania, and it would be really he'll do something really awful to Jay, and it'll be really interesting. It would like push Jay to be better. Who knows? I don't know. That's just my thoughts from what you said. That,
I mean, we want a good show at the end of the day, so I'm hoping it lives up to the hype. We don't see the hype though, but I'm hoping it's good, basically.
Yeah, I mean, then Jay later on came out with his posse, you know, the free.
Oh my god! this is actually my point. Sorry, so this is actually my point. They are jobbers, those guys. And Jericho won the Royal Rumble, so he shouldn't be with these people. Because now, for me, now he's looking like a jobber.
It's kind of a bit like Fraggle Rock or something. Do you know what I mean? It's just like, what is this about? Like, how are you going to help him? Like, you guys need help, you know?
What?
Did you see the size of Otis's hand, though? Otis put his hand on Jey Uso's shoulder and was, like, tapping him on the shoulder. His hand looked humongous.
Yeah.
Like, everything about his hand just looked abnormally big. You know, like, I was just like, wow. What a hand.
He's a big guy, that Otis, you know? It's so weird with him without Chad Gable. It's like now he's just relegated without Chad Gable. You know, it was like kind of like Pinky and the Brain. And like,
I'm hoping they bring old Tucker back.
What's that? I'm
hoping they bring Tucker back. Tucky, remember from Heavy Machinery?
Oh,
Tucky.
I do actually. Yeah, funny enough, that's one of those random memories I remember. Yeah,
we want him back.
Yeah, they're undefeated champs. I can't remember what it is. I think it's like the Orange County Championships. These two jobbers came out with cardboard belts. And Heavy Machinery beat them. And they're undefeated.
Wow.
They never defended the title. Mm. So I think there's a storyline there. Get Tucky back.
Yeah, I don't know. Chad's moved on now. He's trying to get the Luchos. So he ain't got time for that, which goes on to my next match, which is The New Day versus Dragon Lee and Rey Mysterio.
Oh, Christ.
Reactions.
Boring.
Yeah, they were like when you hear Tornado Tag Team as well. One, I didn't know Tornado Tag Teams were no DQ. I don't remember them always being no DQ. Correctly, I don't know about that though. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I don't know all these sayings. What?
A tornado tag match is where you don't have to tag your partner. You're all legal.
Oh, I didn't even know that was going on. I was just like, oh, another tag.
Yeah,
you making skipped
tea.
That bit.
Yeah, you heard tag match and thought tea time. That's what I heard. Double.
That's what I did think. Seriously, yeah. Unlike you guys, I actually stay up and watch this stuff. You know, so I'm pretty much passing out when that's happening, and then just
about that. Though, when you do watch it live,
yeah.
It's really weird because they put like a time at the top and it says like break or something. It's like 5 minutes. And I'm sure like they use AI just to cut the scenes because there's like a whole 5 minutes of wrestling you actually miss in between the matches because there's this little time block at the top. It's really frustrating.
I think it's
when
because
they edit it.
It's kind of weird because like, I don't know, I guess in some Netflix has ads, right? So maybe it's,
yes.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
But we get to see this other thing. All I see is like, I don't know, Bianca Belair, and then it's slow motion with some weird music behind.
Yeah, it'll just be stuff that British Netflix won't be allowed to view, so they won't have the rights to show it and stuff, so they have to cover it.
Got you. Yeah, it's really funny and weird, but yeah. So not really impressed with that match that much. The tornado tag wasn't.
Well,
exciting enough for you, doesn't
it's Mysterio though, isn't it? He's, you know, he should have retired.
Yeah, he just comes and loses. That's what he does.
Yeah.
he's a good performer though. He is like, I mean, considering he's like 50 something, and he's like, you know, he's flipping about. I do love Rey Mysterio, but yeah, it is kind of like, you know, I don't know what they're going to do with the stories. You know, like he doesn't seem to be. You know, there's no like, you know, usually when you get a goodie and a baddie and you build up the goodie to defeat the baddie and you cheer. That end bit never happens with Rey Mysterio. You know, like they build up the baddie, then they have a fight and he loses or it just isn't a great match.
Can we talk about Elephant in the Room though? So the New Day, yeah, they turn heel, amazing heel turn. What have they done lately that's been pressing on?
Well, no, I mean, I will say this for Xavier Woods. And like I've always been a big critic of Xavier Woods, but credit where it's due. He does hold the microphone properly now.
Yeah, I've noticed actually. He used to hold it like a margarita, didn't he?
Oh wow.
So credit where it's due. And I love the fact that they've both got Majin Buu tattoos. The little M's, because they've turned evil now. I do look, being a Dragon Ball
have
fan.
Have they actually got matching tattoos?
They have, yeah.
They've had that for a while, actually. I think. Don't quite remember.
I've not even noticed that. That's crazy. I'm going to have to look at this. And that's so, like, couple-y. Not in a bad way. I mean, they're tag team, but with matching.
They're in a relationship.
Yeah, well, they're in it together. Like, nobody's got heat as much as them after their Big E stunt. Do you know what I mean? But there you go. They're going through it. All right, so New Day, Dragon Lee, and then Chad Gable comes in. Well,
was it? Allegedly.
Was it? Yeah. Anyway, best part of the match.
Well, because it ended.
Yeah. No, I mean, okay. I mean, Rey Mysterio is a legend. I mean, I'll always have respect for him. But yeah, I mean, it's sometimes, yeah, you need to know when to retire.
Yeah, personally, I feel like you guys keep saying he keeps losing. I've seen him winning, I don't like him winning either. I just don't want to see him wrestle. I'm just not interested. It's like, and the rest of his team. I know,
I get what you're saying, but I feel like it's not his fault, you know, like, I just feel. I don't know, maybe he's limited because obviously he is, like I say, he is 50. But I just thought he's never going to be in the big main events anymore because he just, you know, he just wouldn't be able to do it, I don't think. But yeah.
You know what, actually, I've got an idea now you said that. I feel like they should bring back an older wrestler. Like, WWE is ageist anyway. Like we like at least AEW has a little bit of a mix going on as the old and the young, and then somehow, WWE just has Rey Mysterio. What if it was like another old guy? Then it would be like kind of interesting. The two old guys go for it. I feel like that's what they should do
Yeah,
next. You hear me get
proper
another
proper
old.
tea break time.
Is that Hey, you know what? I'm enjoying like stuff like AEW when you see like
Billy Gunn,
Was that?
jacked.
Is he who?
Billy Gunn, when he's jacked, he's like he's 60
Exactly.
something, Mr. Ass. Yeah,
Exactly.
Billy
I'd
Gunn's
like.
like 70, surely.
He's out, how old? 77.
Probably 70 in it, Billy Gunn, surely. Yeah.
He looks fantastic. I mean, to be honest, you could say he was 37. He still looks fantastic if he was 37.
Yeah.
He's in phenomenal
He does
shape.
look
Yeah,
really good. He does.
last the song.
I think Netflix are missing out on some advertisements for Werther's Original or something.
What happened? What, because of the old wrestlers?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know. Yeah, they are exactly. Billy Gunn is 61 years old, by the way.
Jacked.
And
Jacked.
it's amazing. He's still going and he looks great. He looks fantastic. So,
He's pumping the beef.
yeah.
He is absolutely pumping the beef, yeah.
He's on whatever
Yeah.
Vince McMahon was
Natural
Don't know if
beef
anyone wants to be on that, to be fair.
pump.
That's some crazy stuff
Fair
going
enough. Yeah,
on. Okay, the Cody promo. I think that was next. Cody.
the Bianca Belair, Rhea Ripley promo.
Well,
Io Shirai. Sorry, we should really say Io Shirai.
that's a bit later.
Is it? Oh, sorry. Go on
That's because you were so entertained by Cody's, obviously.
Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing. I'm kind of, I actually had it on mute, I'll be honest with you, because he just kind of
What?
says the thing. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't have anything to add to this promo specifically because I'm kind of tired of his promos. I just want him to take action at this point. But I hear it though. He can't take action because all the people he's fighting are never there. So
Yeah,
the dude's
yeah.
kind of promo.
Bonus. It's
Yeah,
almost
it's
like,
it.
it's a kind of like, why did he why did he kind of go on to SmackDown and then Raw? Like just to say the same type of thing. Do you know
Yeah,
what I mean?
exactly.
John Cena's
Maybe he has
not
to.
here.
You know,
Yeah.
he's so lucky we're in the current era because he's not been booed yet. And like, if this was 10, 5 years ago, he would have been booed, mass booed by the crowd.
Why?
Because
Competition.
he's booing the same thing over and over and over again. He's getting a bit stale. And this is the things John Cena went through, hence why he was getting booed a lot. And Roman Reigns himself as well. So,
I guess
but
it's
Cody was good.
so. I guess it's because, like, when you go to a show, it's just them selling it. You want to see Cody there, but when you're watching it on TV, that's boring. Oh, it's the same promo.
Yeah, I mean, it also was Madison Square Garden, so
Yeah, my
yeah.
dream bucket list thing. I'd love to see wrestling there.
Know,
So.
I've yet to be to a wrestling event, actually. That's one thing I haven't done yet.
You haven't done that. Like,
Yeah,
you come with me to
I might, you know, if that.
London, Raw, and SmackDown. Like, I have no one to go clubbing with. Like, at Mark Henry is DJing, and then you can, and Joe Hendry was like playing or something like that. I'm like, who's going to come with me?
Wow.
Oh, tell me more after this, actually.
Okay. All right. Next. So, actually, have I missed out Logan Paul? Was that before Logan Paul
Yeah,
and
we talked about Logan Paul.
I guess we did talk about AJ Styles coming in and
yeah, that whole
yeah, I
segment
thought
was like great, was it
it was
not
class. It was class, yeah. I thought it was like the
the best thing
highlight of
ever?
the episode, yeah.
Percent.
How well do you guys know Andrew Schultz, by the way?
I
No, I
do.
have no idea who he was.
I've seen a fair bit of his clips online, but I don't think I've ever watched any of his stand-ups.
So I'm actually shocked that he got a bit of cheers because he was actually in the news during the Kendrick and Drake beef.
What, the
Because he said
recent
some.
one?
Yeah. You're familiar with what he was saying? So it was very like toxic and it was a lot of people.
I know, like Tamatanga Tonga,
It's
he's
so tough to hear. It was good. But anyway, so yeah, it was a bit toxic of what he was saying, and I just thought people would boo him for that, but I guess not. You never know what the crowd's gonna react to, and he was pretty over, I would say.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that was interesting.
I was hoping he was gonna get slammed or something though.
Yeah.
Well, he did in a way. He did get slammed, sort of, didn't he?
Not enough.
I think as well, yeah, like Andrew Schultz is like a controversial guy anyway, like as far as I know. So I'm not saying it's good that he was involved or whatever he's saying or condoning anything, but I think people know him as like quite controversial. Even his stand-up's a bit like he always goes a bit far with it. So I don't know. Like maybe people expect that from him. Maybe that's why he didn't get that, because they're just like, oh, he's just like, I won't say, but he's one of the, yeah, he's just Andrew Schultz or something. And you know, he's so involved in like American politics as well. Like, if you know, he may have even been helpful to certain people. But anyways, totally.
He said he's coming back, by the way.
What's that?
He said he's coming back, so you expect to see him at WrestleMania.
Okay, was you know, he's a big name. I was like impressed he was on the show, to be fair. That was like, wow, Andrew Schultz here. So
he'll be beating Rey Mysterio in months.
Yeah.
Oh, well, the way he got like thrown around by Logan Paul, it just was kind of, he just looked like a weed, you know what I mean? He looks a bit like how Travis Scott looked when he was doing that thing to Cody.
Oh my God, Travis Scott. Anyway,
yeah, you don't want to give him any airtime.
Well, didn't he? Did he actually burst Cody Rhodes' eardrums? I heard
apparently
that.
So.
Apparently so.
Wow, that's I mean, it's obviously accidental, but
no,
old school wrestlers wouldn't take that. They'll wait for their receipt at some point.
I think
that's
people...
what I said to Ruth. I said that to my fiance. I was like, because after I heard, because I remember seeing the slap, and I just forgot about it, because he really did slap him. You know, he gave him a good slap.
Mm.
Travis Scott gave him a good slap. And I remember saying to my partner, like, he'll get digs backstage. Back in the old days, he'd have got a few digs for that. But yeah, I saw the footage and he was
dancing. I think he did.
Sure. Did he? He should have. He couldn't take a dig off Cody Rhodes.
No, Cody Rhodes didn't take a dig off anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So that was that. Anything else? Do you want to add anything else to that?
I'm looking forward to the AJ Styles match with Logan Paul. That should be a good match, and that's really good.
That would be a good one as well. Actually, it feels like it's fresh and new.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you feel like AJ Styles is exciting to you? Are you excited about the comeback of AJ Styles? Have they built?
I wasn't at first. I really found it difficult, but I quite like the way they've written them in with this Logan Paul thing. So I'm actually looking forward to this, actually.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward. I love AJ Styles. I just wish I knew what shampoo he used.
Yeah, see.
I actually consider myself P2. That's why I juice myself sometimes. I'm P2.
Oh, goodness. All right, so what's going on with the Judgment Day? What's the crack? You know, seems like something's happening with, you know, the guys.
Dirty Dom.
Dirty Dom.
He's stitching up old Finn Balor, isn't he, with Bron Breakker?
It's clearly a stitch-up, isn't it? It's something
it's
weird.
It's a stitch-up.
They want to try and get rid of Finn. They don't respect him anymore.
They should not begin with, honestly.
Yeah, that's true.
I think they're getting rid of him and bringing old Malakai Black in.
You reckon?
Yes.
To replace him. Yeah.
Alistair that would Black. Be interesting, right?
Perhaps.
Why perhaps?
Well, no, so I'm kind of just... I don't want to be a negative Nancy, because I've already said a couple of negative things, but I'm done with the Judgment Day as well. And I feel like they should probably all go their separate ways at this point.
Yeah,
I actually think we're getting a triple threat match at WrestleMania, and Dominic Mysterio is going to win an Intercontinental title.
I would love him to win something, because I think he deserves it.
Oh, exactly. He's brilliant. For that moustache alone, he deserves
dirty
something.
Dirty tash.
Yeah, given the Orange County, given the Orange County Championships, they're vacant now that Tucker's gone.
Yeah, there you go.
Red Gabriel, love to hear what you think about the Judgment Day.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know much about that. I think that I like in January, I think that their story was already in the middle of it, so I don't have a lot of background on them. The only thing I hope that I mean, probably, yeah, we're going to the next match now, but I think that I hope that Raquel wins Intercontinental because I don't like Lyra Valkyria. But yeah, I don't have much to say about the Judgment Day because yeah, I don't know them too much.
Interesting, interesting. A lot of people don't like Lyra Valkyria. I don't get it. I quite like Lyra. I like Raquel Rodriguez more. I actually really like Raquel Rodriguez, and I thought her and Bayley had a really good match.
I like Raquel Rodriguez. I'm really happy they're pushing her a little bit or doing something with her.
I'm a bit surprised with the Valkyria. No one likes
No, not
Not
feeling her.
really.
I also think that she and Liv, they complement each other. So I think they're a very good couple, like both in terms of the tag team, but also like out of the ring. Like I really like how they complement each other.
Is this Raquel and Liv kind of?
Raquel and Liv, yes.
Yeah. I was like, I
Yeah,
thought
same,
you'd
same,
Lyra
yeah.
and Liv. I don't know.
I kind of got the impression that we're going to go for like, HB, is it the guys with attitude or whatever, the HBK and Big Daddy Cool Diesel back in the 90s. Obviously, you had Diesel who was like 7 feet tall,
I gotcha. Yeah.
Hench. That's obviously
Yeah.
Raquel. I almost said Kit Wilson there. Sorry. That's obviously Raquel. And yeah, Shawn Michaels. I thought they were kind of going for that kind of thing, but yeah, it's kind of hard because Raquel's big, but she don't know, she's not like nowhere near the difference of Big Daddy Cool Diesel was to everyone else.
No, she's not. But you know, she's Raquel's a attractive lady, bit bigger. But yeah, don't want to make her seem like she's like masculine, overly masculine. It's just
Oh
like
no, I just mean it.
she's.
She's a formidable looking force. I mean, she came out, used to tend to the back up and stuff.
It's
But
amazing.
yeah, I think she's awesome. I love her.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's difficult because she has to kind of sell stuff when the weaker wrestlers come over. So she because she's not as, like I say, she's not as big as Kevin Nash was. So
No.
she's kind of, I think she's stuck between a rock and a hard place sometimes, but I thought she did a really good job with Erin Bailey.
Yeah. They kind of like re they've almost revamped her or something because they were like, we don't know what to do with her. She's the baby. Because before she was kind of like, she didn't wear black, she wore blue and she was like, had her own thing and she's so cool.
Yeah, I was going to say on a note on that, is anyone kind of like, I like Bailey, don't get me wrong, but I'm kind of a little bit bored.
Oh, 100%.
I would like Bailey to go back to being a heel. I
Yeah,
think
same.
that'd be great,
I'm
but.
not bored. I'm not bored. I just what I don't like about it is, like when Bailey was a heel, I think she was an awesome heel. Like I
Yeah.
thought she was brilliant when she was DOS Belt, Billy DOS Belt, and she was, making everyone else's life a hard time. And then as soon as she's a heel again, they're high five and they're going, "Hey, sister, hey, how's it going? We're on a team now. We're busy mates." And I just think, man, you'd have knocked her over in your golf cart a couple of
Yeah.
years ago.
I don't
But
think she should have turned face in the first place, actually,
I
for
don't.
damage.
She could still be in a heel in that damage control storyline, just not a out and out heel. She was just a story, like a face for that storyline.
Maybe they were trying to make her heel, but people love her so much. Like Bailey is like super loved. It's
She
like
is
even
like, yeah.
when she tries to be a heel, people are like, singing that song, "Hey, baby," and then she's like, "You idiots."
The crowd love
Yeah.
her.
I'm
I mean,
trying to be a heel.
I just don't feel like she's got any story at the moment. And it's
Yeah.
kind of like, it's the same, she's coming out the same. Yeah, the crowd love her. And yeah, she's great and stuff like that. But I'm just tired of it. And I want something new and exciting.
Yeah,
Yeah,
but
I do love Bailey though. I can't even. I mean, I like. I like her much
it's.
better when she was a heel. But yeah, it's. It's hard to. Oh, God damn it! I just can't be angry with it.
You just love Bailey so much.
I just love her so much. I'll tell the fiance not to listen to this episode. We'll skip this one.
Does she have a fiance? It always says that ambiguous who she's going out with. Oh, your fiance. Sorry.
Yeah, my I was fiance, like, yeah.
Okay.
Are you
talking
about Bailey's fiance?
No, yeah, I was talking about my fiance, yeah. I'll skip this one. I've already confessed my love to Kit Wilson.
It's a cover up.
And now Bailey. So, did I confess my love to Kit Wilson? Damn it. I mean, we'll move on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's the first I've heard of it.
Playing all the cards here. Interesting. Okay, so next, should we talk about one of the best parts? I thought Io Sky.
Oh, yes.
Bianca Belair and an intrusion with Rhea Ripley. Who wants to talk about it?
Yeah, love that whole bit. I mean, Io Sky has such a like a crazy girl energy. I mean, when she like at the end when she like separated like Rhea and Bianca, I loved it. Also, I mean, personal opinion, but I think that she should just speak in Japanese and have subtitles or someone do the translation, because I don't know. Like, I feel her aggression more when she's speaking Japanese.
Yeah.
Like, it's more, I mean, it feels, I don't, yeah, more aggressive, more energetic, more serious, like more gravitas. Yeah.
It's kind of hard because it's an American sort
yeah,
of
I know, I
writing
know.
Of something. So they're sort of like, ha ha ha, she's the Japanese sort of like gimmicky type person. So we're not going to show her aggression. Whereas like, if you did have the subtitles, you could sort of understand a bit more, and she's probably saying a lot more. Do you know what I mean? She's a bit more entertaining because that's her native.
Yeah. I mean, they did with Asuka. Asuka rarely spoke English.
Oh, right.
Yeah, she's always like, you know, calling people baka, 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 whatever it is.
Idiot.
And not only that, Nakamura hasn't said English in like 2 years. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, did you guys want to talk about Nakamura? Because
no more.
Yeah, I've heard his contract's running out. I don't know if it's run out yet, but I've heard it's running out and they're not renewing it.
It's time for us to part ways, let's be honest. Like, he was great when he came in with his theme song, and I guess in NXT he was doing big things.
He won the Royal Rumble. You know, he won the Royal Rumble back in, was it 2017, 2018 or something?
I believe he was the first Royal Rumble winner to lose the main event.
Craigie.
Of WrestleMania, yeah. So...
So is that to... like, so Royal Rumble winner always wins WrestleMania? Really?
I believe so. Up to 20, so whenever it was, 2017 or...
Oh, well, that's kind of spoiled now, isn't it?
I was going to go back to 88, watch them onwards. And now I'm not going to bother.
I lied. Sorry. No, I told a lie, sorry. The Rock won the Royal Rumble and didn't win WrestleMania, so... Yeah, that is a lie.
Lorenzo Ramon, our resident historian.
He's the resident professional, isn't he?
Yeah.
The wrestlers I'm going to call.
Just imagine a man with a Lucha Libre mask with some small little Coindexter glasses and a few wrestling DVDs in hand. I'm joking.
Yeah, chest tapes, not DVDs.
Yeah, okay. All right, sorry. For real, being real, innit? He's a real veteran. He's got
before we move past the Io Shirai, Bianca Belair bit.
We can't bit move you... past it, guys. Come on.
Yeah. Before we get past it, the bit that Lorenzo was talking about, where there was no reaction, was it from Bianca Belair?
Yeah, I wasn't happy with that.
Because
you know,
she said something and then she kind of paused. It was nothing. And then she looked down and gave a little laugh. And I kind of thought, oh, maybe that was meant to be a big deal.
Oh, what do you think? What was the thing? Because
it wasn't anything big. It was just, she was just rehashing the thing that happened with Jade, I think, and didn't really get it.
Oh, like It was that, but I guess was that when they were talking, like Rhea said about Jade, you've got your own business that you need to sort out, and then she was like, how can you make me talk about that or something? I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, and there was just a bit where she paused, and it was felt like a pause for dramatic effect. And there was no reaction. And then Lorenzo said earlier that there was a point where there was no reaction, and I thought,
Yeah,
was that it?
yeah, that was one of the bits I was talking about. She's turning heel, by the way, Bianca Belair. I'm confident.
She's got to be, It would just, it would, I just think it would, again, that would rejuvenate the character, you know. Like, I think, we've seen her as a goodie, and what they do with the goodies, they make them too good, you know. Like, we
Yes.
make them goodie goodies. Like, I don't want that. Like, that's
Apart
what.
from two, only two people who are, well, three actually, CM Punk, Roman Reigns, and Seth Rollins, they are not goodie goodies, but they
No.
are good guys. Everybody else, though, Cody Rhodes, Bianca Belair, XLXL, they're just too good. So, yeah, I agree with you.
And the Io Shirai as well. I think it'd be better if she spoke Japanese. It would just get a little bit more across. But also, I was never really behind her from the Damage Control bit onwards. I liked her
Right.
in NXT, and when she came back in Damage Control, I just wasn't buying it. I just wasn't a big fan. I thought, oh, she's an amazing performer, awesome in the ring, but I just wasn't getting it until the when she won the belt the other week. I don't know what it was. I just thought, actually, she's class. I don't know. I can't remember. I can't put my finger on it exactly, but I just thought, you know what? Yeah, maybe because she beat Rhea Ripley.
Yeah, maybe you like the
And
match, her wrestling ability, maybe.
I love the match. Well, I don't think she's ever had a bad match. I think she's brilliant at her wrestling ability. I just was never after she came in the Damage Control. You know, she was kind of a sidekick. I just thought, I don't really see her as a sidekick character.
No, but
And then,
it's the space they have for in WWE, right, at the time.
there's a lot of alphas in there, isn't there?
There has to be. It's easier to
Yeah.
sell t-shirts if you,
Yeah.
for individuals. Macho Martin, you love Io Sky a lot.
Yeah, I think she's great. I think she performs
You're
every time
like
she's on.
on her case. You're like, of course. Like, what are you talking about? Pump the beef. Like, she's been like the shining star. You've just not seen it.
Yeah, no, I think she's one of those people that, like, she just turns up and she performs. That's what I like. It's like she never puts like she doesn't do a bad session, if you know what I mean. She always brings a game, whether she loses or wins or whatever.
Yeah, I can't fault that. I just when I see her as a sidekick, I don't know the kind of, because she had such an awesome championship run in NXT. I thought I got the character, and I just didn't see her as a sidekick, and it took me a little while, I think, to bend around with that. Even though half of Damage Control's injured,
The
it
thing is,
still took me a little while.
they're all damaged.
I think Damage Control are quite varied, to be fair. I always did, but when Bailey was there, I thought that they. I feel like, to be honest, the person that I felt was the most of a sidekick was Dakota Kai, because she was just sort of injured most of the time. In Io Sky, you could tell that she was like really capable because she has those amazing moves. Like, they're not like a Dominic Mysterio, not in a bad way. I know you guys are bigging them up, but you know what I mean? It's not like some sort of like character where you forget what their special move is or what her ability is. You know, she's the queen of the sky or whatever they call it. She's really good at doing those high flying things. And
I think for
I
me,
always thought
but
she just didn't have space. They didn't have any space for her. And then you had people like Asuka and all that. Then they might have been like, oh, we can't have too many Japanese girls doing the top thing because they're American. So you know what I mean? If it was a gimmick, it's just space. There's just a bit of space for people to jiggle around. That's just my opinion.
I like the stuff she does with that trash can.
Yeah, she's amazing, that trash can.
Goes crazy.
You guys ever seen her rock a trash can before?
Oh yeah, off the top of the war games, off the top of the cage. It's awesome.
I forget, honestly.
So good. It's so
Yeah,
good.
she's great. I see Sami Zayn in the crowd shouting, "No, I've just moved in.
No, my house again.
I've got the furniture just where I want it," and then she's emptying it out.
The grouch has just moved out.
Oh man, he does look like the Grouch, not gonna lie. Also, in terms of, because obviously not everybody was here on the last show, what do you think about that whole thing with Naomi and Bianca and Jade? Because you guys didn't comment on SmackDown. Love to hear what you guys think.
I've already commented on that one, so I'll
You
leave it to
have,
the rest of
yeah.
the guys.
I'm super behind evil Naomi.
Well, her
Or in front of her,
justification.
whichever is best for her. But I'm super, I think it's going to be great.
I just don't think it's believable that Naomi could even fight Jade. Like in a, I just don't, it doesn't visually look believable to me that she could win a match against Jade Cargill.
Well,
That's the reason.
I think it's just because you've not seen her aggressive, right? So it's
Probably.
like you wouldn't think certain people would be matched up if they didn't act in a certain way. Naomi's like been the nicest person ever. Now she was able to push her over to smash her up, man. Like I think we need to see what evil Naomi can do, how aggressive she's going to
Yeah, she's going to start falling around in supermarkets, smashing milk bottles over the back of her head,
be.
knocking her over in a limousine. That's what they're saving it for. They don't want Gunther to do it. It's not going to be
Yeah.
believable. We'll get Naomi to do it.
I'm right. It's the booty. She did it with that.
Hey, sign me up. But anyway, so there's a rumor, there's a rumor here that Lash Legend will be coming to SmackDown, and I'm thinking she might pair up with Naomi, and then they create a little unit of their own.
Do you think
That
so?
would make
Yeah.
sense, yeah.
That's basically come out of the blue, by the way. Just me trying to pick my own brain, but you know, and then she could be the bodyguard of Naomi, which will make it more realistic for me that they can compete with Jade Cargill.
So you think it would be two against one, or do you
Yes, I
think
do.
that Bianca's gonna go back with Jade? I don't feel like that relationship's good now.
That would have to be after WrestleMania, I guess, because unless Bianca's doing a two. That 2 day job like Cody Rhodes did last year. I
Yeah.
don't know.
I don't want Bianca and Jade to get back together. I want Bianca to go bad, and I want Jade to just be like crazed and angry and just be on her own. Do you know what I mean? I don't want them to be like a tag team again.
I get that.
I just want it to be like, I want them to sort of shine, like, because I do feel like when Jade came in, it was like so boring when they were like a tag team. But for like when you expected Jade Cargill to come in, you're like, oh, she was the brand of AEW and she's like amazing. And you're just like, and then we saw that when we saw the Elimination Chamber when she came in and beat the hell out of Naomi. I was like, yeah, this is what I expected.
Yeah.
Because she wasn't the nice person in AEW either.
I saw a bit of her in AW. She was like the T some TNT champion or something like that.
Yeah.
Was it TNT? I think so.
Yeah.
TBS champion, I think.
TBS. TBS, that's it. Yeah.
But she was quite aggressive. Like, there were some good little squabbles going on there. So I quite like that.
No, she's the future. I see her as a future face of the women's division. She just had to get a couple of good matches on her books, and then there you go.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it seems like it's going there. All right, Seth versus CM Punk.
Yeah, about this match, I got an issue, and I think Lorenzo brought it up before when we had
Yeah.
the Rumble.
I know you're gonna say, but say.
It's like I'm really sick to death of, like, I thought a finishing move was a finishing move, but clearly it's not. It's just something to do again and again and again, and oh, it's driving me nuts. It's like, what's the point of having a finishing move if they ain't gonna finish?
Yeah, worse than a
Exactly.
no
Like,
sell. It's worse than a no sell.
exactly.
I
Yeah, it
think.
really wound me up. That did that match anyway. That's my problem with it. Somebody
Just
else can talk about
he
it
did the. I think what was it? Seth Rollins did a GTS followed by a stomp, and CM Punk kicked out somehow.
now.
I mean, that match was supposed to end with Roman Reigns, and that's it. I mean, yeah, no matter what happened, no matter how hard they were hitting each other, it was supposed to end with Roman Reigns returning.
I was happy with how they ended. It's just that the kick out after kick out, kick out. It just makes like future matches seem unless you're going to keep kicking out, what if a match ends with just two finishes? I'm going to be underwhelmed now because you've caught up.
Yeah, and it's I don't know. It just kind of ruins the move. Like it just kind of now you've broken the move because the move isn't dangerous anymore. It's like like I think it would have been better if you know they both wanted to end each other's career. If they just didn't go for the pin, you know, or even if they went to cover and then released it themselves, you know, they got up off them and said, "No, I'm going to carry on with destruction. I'm going to carry on smashing CM Punk in."
Yeah, that would have been great. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, would have been cool. Yes.
I was going to say, like, in terms of like CM Punk could have won the match instead. He decided to come back down. I don't know why he bothered to do that. I think for him, for Seth, seems more aggressive to like destroy him, right? He's just like, I just want to cause as much destruction. Like CM Punk, you just want to get the hell out of there. Seriously, I know that it, you know, I don't know. For me personally, I believe Seth really does hate CM Punk. I feel like CM Punk, he kind of like, oh, this guy hates me. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really feel like he wants to do as much damage type thing. That's just me. But I would have just walked out then. I don't know what he was trying to do. He could have just walked out at the top when he was at the top.
Yeah, before he got pulled back down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, and then later on, you go for pins. And it's just like, oh, if you want the win, just climb out.
But it was not about the win, it was about hurting each other.
Yeah. So it's like, why go for the pin? You know, I don't know. Yeah. It was a, you know, there's a lot of really cool moves in it. And CM Punk's hair was nice.
His hair was nice.
Yeah, quite liked his hair. I don't know, at some point in the match, it was a real high point for me, actually, of the match. I realised he had a full head of hair, and I thought, God, given his age, good on him. I thought, good on him, lovely hair.
So, well, that's what happens when you take a year break from wrestling, isn't it? You can...
Yeah, you grow your hair back.
Yeah.
That's what I don't think happened to AJ Styles. It was a week before.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's the secret. AJ Styles sharing the shampoo tips with CM Punk just doesn't share them with me. I thought that was pretty good. I quite liked Seth Rollins' glasses.
What, when he came into the arena?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if he handed them to me, I'd still slap them up his hand because I don't like him. But
this is the first. You've never liked anything Seth freaking Rollins wears. I mean, his glasses, that's something.
Yeah, I mean, obviously. There was a bit where they were doing segments where they were giving interviews, and at one point he looked like Terrence Stamp out of Superman 2. Kneel before Zod. Like what he was wearing,
please put someone in dressed as Zod in there. I would love that.
His fashion choices were a bit, but his glasses were pretty cool. You know, I wouldn't wear them, but they were pretty cool.
Did you see the segment with Randy Orton where he was talking about to Carmelo Hayes about like Fortnite? He's like, oh yeah, like, oh, don't do that Fortnite stuff. Like, I play Elden Ring. And it was just like, what? Like Randy Orton actually does play Elden Ring. Killed the mood now. Sorry about that. The hair stuff.
But I like the ending. Like Roman Reigns coming back. We're getting a triple threat match, I guess. That's what it looks like. So,
I've got a question about Roman Reigns and the all the bloodline and, you know, that family. Apart from Nia Jax, is it just me? Do they go away and then come back and their teeth are whiter?
Yeah, there's a fix going on, isn't there?
Because, you know, I'm sure Roman Reigns' teeth weren't that white when he left. And then when he comes back, it's like, where have you been?
I think that's what he does. He just goes and gets veneers and...
Hey, if I had that money, I'd be doing the same thing.
The island of relevancy, where they get the...
free dental care. They get free dental care on the island of relevancy.
They must be, for sure. The whole family is in wrestling. So,
what do you think of... Paul Heyman, his little stand back, do the praying thing, but
that was a bit.
I don't know.
Weird, wasn't it?
Crying bald baby.
But doesn't he owe a favor to CM Punk?
He does, yeah.
What's the favor going to be? The cuddle. The cuddle. It's a favor of cuddle. Just a cuddle at WrestleMania, that's it.
Yeah. You cashed it in too soon. Just help me off this ring. Just help me off the floor, please, Paul. There you go, mate. You cashed in.
And it was like seeing Punk. I mean, Roman Reigns got really jealous, didn't he?
Is that some sort of like relationship going on?
It's don't touch my woman.
Don't touch my woman, my bald woman.
I mean, this happened with Brock Lesnar, didn't it, as well, right? So it's happening again.
Yeah, true. Trust issues. He's got trust issues. It's not like Paul Heyman hasn't done it before.
Oh, really? What happened before?
Had multiple men on the go.
What do you mean? What happened?
Paul's a player.
Well, he wasn't sure whose corner to be in, Brock Lesnar's or Roman Reigns, when they were fighting.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
He's a cheat.
He's an habitual cheater, that guy.
And using my historical knowledge, he done it in 2002 as well with the Big Show. So.
Wow. Why does that team get involved with this guy? You know?
I have no idea.
He's a cheater.
But yeah, I do wonder what the favour is going to be. I mean, they're obviously going to have all a match for together. It's a favour to let CM Punk win so he can face like the champion. I don't know. Like, I'm just curious what this favour could be, because now I feel like it's been built up to a point where it has to be something big.
Yeah.
And then it's like, what can Paul Heyman do? It's not like he can wrestle. It's not like he's going to be like Roman Reigns. Like, you need to like lose to this guy. Like, he wouldn't do that. He can see he
doesn't
want to do it.
Maybe CM Punk just needs help moving or something.
You know,
he's still got the ECW van. Yeah. Can you help me? Yeah, I've got a sofa I need moving.
Maybe he grants wishes on his head. Just give it a real rub.
I could see that. Sure.
Well, hopefully it's big though, whatever this is, because I don't want to be disappointed.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like when Cody Rhodes was, he'd sold his soul, but you've already sold your soul. And I felt like that was a big sell. Like, oh, who's he sold his soul to? Oh, no, it turns out he's just sold his soul to the industry.
That's not a good thing either. Why is that something we should cheer?
I've sold my soul to the fans. You know, like,
that's what he said, didn't he? I'm just like, that's not good.
So, as corner of your soul, Cody, can you get me tickets to WrestleMania?
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I know. Hope you've all entered the competition.
There's a competition, is there?
Yeah, there's a competition. Not that I'm plugging the O2 because they ain't paying us. Like, there's a competition on the O2 that you could win tickets to WrestleMania. And of course, I entered. Yeah.
I'm on O2.
Oh, yeah, get on there. Anyway, we'll cut this segment because this isn't advertising. Is there any other wrestling news that anyone would like to talk about?
One thing we haven't really touched on, we kind of touched on it, but we didn't go into a deep dive, is who is the masked man? Who is the masked Lucha Libre in the Team America mask?
There's so many choices.
I mean, it obviously, this is all just theoretical. There's no way of knowing. So, could be anyone.
It could be Brock Lesnar.
It could be either one of the Pretty Deadlies. Although I'd recognise Kit Wilson's behind in anything.
Oh my goodness! What, so you've been looking at his behind that much?
It still could have been Elton Prince.
What if it's Travis Scott? How about that? He's trying to hurt another wrestler.
He's done it before.
Yeah.
Or there was a guy.
Ray Phoenix, right?
Yeah, I thought he was going to come back with Ray Phoenix, to be honest.
Yeah. Or it could be that guy that you were saying, Malachi Black. He has been signed, right?
No way. He's tattooed up.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That is true. Interesting. The truth is out there somewhere.
Wait, isn't who was the other guy that was in Malakai Black's stable and he used to be in WWE?
Buddy Murphy.
Yes. Is he still in AEW or is
You say Eddie Murphy.
Buddy
Buddy
Murphy.
Buddy Murphy. Buddy Murphy.
Rhea Ripley's husband.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
Yeah,
Eddie
although
Murphy. Good him.
in WWE, he's actually Rey Mysterio's son-in-law.
Is he?
Oh yeah, because
Okay.
Aaliyah Mysterio, they didn't they do something? Yeah, that
Wow.
was a Thunderdome era, actually, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, what a time.
What a time to be alive. Right. I think that's kind of it then.
Yeah, what a climax.
It's time. It is time. Thank you all for coming on to the podcast today. I've been Emmy Blaze. You guys have been Red Gabriel,
Woohoo!
Lorenzo Ramon.
Yeah, yo.
Pump the beef.
Pump the beef.
And Macho Martin.
Oh, yeah.
And you've been awesome. Bye.